By analyzing thousands of lava samples, geophysicists discover that the Earth's magnetic field has reversed over 18,000 times in the last 20 million years. On either side of these reversals is a long period of dramatically reduced field strength.
During this process of reversal, the magnetic field drops very significantly in intensity. And this happened many, many, many times throughout Earth's history. You know, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and I'm saying it happens every few hundred thousand years or so.
Years of research reveal that the last reversal occurred 780,000 years ago.
It's easy to understand why there's such an interest in the possibility of a magnetic reversal. The last magnetic reversal occurred more than 750,000 years ago. And so, in a real sense, we're overdue for another. And so the question is not if another reversal will occur, but when.
Many scientists now believe that the South Atlantic anomaly is the start of a global magnetic field reversal. The decay of our magnetic field will accelerate, with serious consequences for life.
The kind of radiation we're talking about is known to damage DNA and RNA and cell structure, and it is a serious cause of cancer incidence.
On Earth, magnetic field reversals are comparatively rare and erratic, but on our nearest star, they occur far more frequently.
Every 11 years, the direction of the sun's magnetic field flips. So the sun's magnetic field oscillates regularly, whereas the Earth has these long periods where the geomagnetic field's direction remains more or less constant, and then it flips suddenly.
Although the sun's magnetic field isn't generated in exactly the same way as the Earth's, scientists still observe it closely.
So you get these very different dynamos operating under the same laws of physics, under little different environments. So by studying both of them and comparing them, we learn more about both possibilities.